escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. You must tell me how the poll has been answered. Did this series change how you feel about the Phillies? Yes or no, it's just a bad series. How do you think they answered?
First of all, shout out to the GOAT, Tupac, yep. Amaru Shakur.
Absolutely.
I'll go with the majority is saying it's just a bad series. I'll say 62% says it's just a bad series.
34% say it's just a bad series. 66% say, yes, it changed how they felt about the team.
So what does that mean?
Sack up. I mean, come on.
They're the ones that need to sack up.
Sack up.
Well, it's like everybody that was complaining about it is complaining about the normal stuff with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Oh, the lineup could go cold and the bullpen and blah, 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 blah. We all know all that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff is there. It's part of the holes that every team has. That I am concerned about the mental fortitude of the team. That they can just lay down so easily and die and just tell themselves, it'll be all right. We're going home. We're going home. You know what? Sometimes you have to go to a tough place and play.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't go home.
I'm telling you, I think that's the one place they can't go there and play well.
They better learn.
I just feel like
the only one can do it is Bader.
Right? Like when you think about Milwaukee, they don't seem, and we'll see next week when they play Milwaukee what that series looks like up there. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went to Milwaukee and took 2 out of 3 there.
Oh.
It just doesn't have the same intimidating or psychological advantage over them. I think Milwaukee's the better team, but that's a series where you'd be like, you don't expect the Phillies to win it, and they'll go win it.
Well, so it could happen. That is the exact kind of team that will take advantage of the Phillies because they are a fundamentally sound team that puts pressure on the other team. And when there's pressure on us, we throw the ball into the third deck. You know, when there's pressure on us, we don't know how to do a rundown. When there's pressure on us, the pitcher melts down. I don't know.
See, I think they come home against Atlanta, and they'd much rather rise to the occasion than feel the ire of this fan base at home.
I would agree with you there.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, like, they would much rather do that and rise versus you know what? They're in New York, and it's like, oh, yeah, we gave it a shot the first game, and then it was like, eh, then we gave it a good college try in the second game. I think in the second game is when they didn't win that game.
They were like, we get back home.
Yeah.
Now,
because yesterday didn't look like very much.
No. No, they give up. They give up as soon as Taiwan. I give credit to Taiwan. They could hit a ball 800 feet off of Taiwan. He's the exact same guy. He is not affected by the pressure. But as soon as he gave up those three runs, and by the way, it could have been 10 in that inning, and he only gave up three, it was over. So it is day two of the Eagles Radiothon to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. All of the incredible auction items go until 5 o'clock. So what I would tell you is go to EaglesRadiothon.com. Make sure you're registered. I know everybody likes to try to get their bids in at five, but what you can do is go in and say, oh, I'm going to do a max bid. So at that point, the bid will only go up as other people bid. So here are a couple of great items. First of all, the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast.
Bang.
From
go,
your
man.
Business
I mean,
or home.
Seriously, come on.
So it's only at $5,500, which is insulting and a steal. Yeah. It was at $8,200 last year, which, by the way, is also a steal. If you were going to buy this, it would cost way more than that.
This is at least a $10,000 item.
At least a $10,000 item. First of all, we have to beat the other shows, and we're in second place right now, which is disappointing
to me.
So you have until 5 o'clock. Again, we will make it. If there's something that you want us to do when you're there and you haven't bid and you're thinking about it, you call up. We'll think about it. I've already said that Jack and I will put duct tape over our mouths for 2 minutes while you read us Jalen Hurts' resume.
Whatever you want to say.
How about adding this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Well, to those who may bid on the show,
yeah,
could be advantageous to have us there on a Tuesday or any other day. But we got a fourth member here who's an honorary member of the show.
Bring Elliot.
That we bring him with us.
Yes.
And you can yell at Elliot.
Yes, you can yell at Elliot.
That's what I'm saying.
Or what about this? What if you specifically don't want Elliot and we tell him he can't come? Whichever one it is. If you want Elliot, we will get Elliot there as well. Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
So EaglesRadiothon.com. Another item. Now, Jalen Hurts will join us this afternoon sometime between 3 and 4:30. There's an incredible Jalen Hurts item. So Jalen Hurts wrote a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. Your opportunity for your child and then five friends, and you go to the NovaCare facility, there is a private reading of the book, of Jalen's book, with Jalen and your kids and your kids' friends, and a private tour of the NovaCare facility.
Ooh.
Dude, this is only at $7,000. But by the way, if you have other parents' kids that are there, go to them and say, hey, how much are you in for this? Because that is talk about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hang out with QB1, Super Bowl MVP.
With his book,
yes, and get a tour of the facility with him.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Incredible.
That's a lifetime experience.
100%. And if all these things are out of your price range, there's a great t-shirt, which you can just buy, designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. Mm. It's great. It says exciting on there. It's $30. Or all at EaglesRadiothon.com. You can also text to donate. Text the word afternoon to 53209. 215-592-9494. Do this now or later. Okay, we'll do OG Wade now. Okay. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up? We're talking to your son.
OG.
Later on today.
Yeah. I was calling because I just want to kind of caution you, Spike, in because your tongue is kind of sharp. You know what I mean? And I don't want you to, because OG will put paws on that one, But I just don't want you to get outside your box. You know what I mean?
Nah, dude.
There's a little box we keep you in.
This is my box. I'm the one that's good at this. You're the one that's chasing me on this one. You got the Jalen Super Bowl MVP, but look, this is what I do. What do you think? I'll be respectful. I respect the guy. I respect him a great deal.
Here's what I need you to know.
Yeah.
And I need you to stamp this because you be kind of quiet sometimes and I don't make me a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I'm thinking about this Jalen Hurts thing and his rankings, that number 19, I think it should be one because when you, on the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about the best, like the top. 100 player. There is no player.
Last week's news.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah. No.
Because you ain't let me on last week. Remember?
Yeah, we want to talk about the Phillies. I don't want to talk about the top 100 list. God bless.
Phillies,
yes.
You want to talk about the Phillies? That's a conversation piece today?
If you want to talk about the interview, we can talk about the interview. I don't want to talk about the top 100 list.
No, I'll deal with that later on. I'll deal with that later on. Okay. You ain't got to talk about that right now.
Okay.
But the Phillies, seriously?
All right. All right. Tasty Cake Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
Dom.
How are you?
What's up, Dom? How you feeling?
What up, Tasty Cake?
How's your temperature on the Phillies, Dom?
Well, I waited to hear what you guys had to say. I really did because that's what the narrative is, right, Spike? It's only three games out of 162 and everything like that. But in the three games, game one, your ace went out there and pitched underhand. Mm-hmm. Game two, your world-class closer went out there and didn't get an out. And in last night, why is Castellanos in that game? He was so overmatched.
He had no chance.
He didn't get the bat off of his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm all for, like, I trust Rob Thompson and, you know, his whole managing of that platoon thing, but that he had no chance against that guy. And by the way, another disheartening thing for me for last night is the Mets bring up a pitcher, and it's like, oh my God, this guy's going to win the next eight Cy Youngs. And then they're going to bring up another pitcher this weekend. And meanwhile, our gem of our entire organization is sitting with a 5 ERA in AAA.
Yeah. Coming off Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John, but just to be clear, he had Tommy John surgery in July of 2023.
Yeah.
It is almost September of 2025.
Yeah.
He's not coming off surgery anymore. He's not. So I all that to say, I'm not saying that Andrew Painter couldn't be good one day, but it is disheartening to see the other team have this pitching prospect that I haven't even heard of.
We're always waiting on our guy.
On our guy.
It's like we're always waiting
it's
on
It's like Aiden Miller has 50 steals in AAA. I don't care.
Double A.
I don't care.
For record.
I feel very fortunate, Spike, that I do think the Phillies are a really good team and absolutely can still win the World Series. We have the best football team in the NFL. So there's a lot to be thankful
Not
for.
Today.
But
whatever.
I got to tell you, Ike, if I never saw a Mets game again, if I never saw Celtics versus Sixers again, and if I never saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again, my life would be a lot easier because they're just three teams we can't beat.
Damn.
We just can't beat them.
Well, unfortunately, we play the Bucks this year.
Yeah.
And we open the season against the Celtics.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, now regular season, I'm talking about.
The playoffs.
That used to be.
I know what you're saying,
When I was a young guy, that was the number one rivalry in all of sports. Sixers versus Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
And we're an also-ran now.
Yeah, for sure.
Kills me.
And Tampa Bay, they.
Well, the good thing is the Celtics may not be as good this year.
Yeah. Well, but we're going to suck, though.
So if we miss those three teams for the rest of my life, I wouldn't feel too bad about that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tasty Cake. It being the Mets.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is the worst part of this, by far. The fact that the team that we like have this issue with being the Mets, for me personally, it's very bad. But for us, like I wish it was the Padres or something.
It wouldn't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's why it hurts so much.
Listen, it does hurt. And but you know what, though? This is a sports fan.
It's fun.
This is what being a sports fan is about.
It's miserable.
It's the close proximity. It's the back and forth. And listen, we're going to take care of them next week. Was it 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, 2 weeks from now.
Again, I actually think Dom summed it up pretty well.
Yeah.
Like we're so cocky with the football team, and rightfully so. We need a humbling. That's what the Phillies are bringing the city right now. We still have a little bit of the edge.
I didn't expect that angle from you.
Make
you
like it feel like Philly again.
Yeah.
Getting owned by New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. For now.
All right.
We're still up by four in the division.
Too much stock. 215-592-9494. In just a minute, a WFAN host with a little experience takes a shot at a WIP host. Before that, I'm going to tell you about Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. It's Labor Day weekend. We're here. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday, Colonial Hyundai hooking you up. I ask you, take 2 hours away from the pool or the barbecue or the beach. Head over to Colonial because these days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday, up to $10,000 off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. Also, they're going to save you money on financing. Better financing than anyone else. 0% on any new Hyundai in stock. A new Tucson, a new Santa Fe, a new Palisade. All right in stock at Colonial Hyundai right now. They're also, the cars are, as always, give you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. I don't care if you have to push it up to Colonial. They're giving you $6,500. This weekend, you're not working. They are. Head over to Colonial Hyundai. Remember, when you drive away, you're going to leave with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Route 30 in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai in-stock vehicles. Only tax and tags additional. See dealer for full details. So we had Sal on the show on Monday. Sal Licata, big Met fan, hosts of BT and Sal Middays at WFAN. And Sal had this experience a few years ago where he proclaimed the National League East over in May, that the Mets were going to win it. The Braves stormed back.
And he did it in a mocking chant, too. He did the over.
Yes.
Which is if I was a Braves
fan. Who did that?
Sal Licata.
Sal. Oh, I thought you said,
Julia would be. Can he even sing?
No, he's not a singer.
There's no tone.
No, there's no tone at all. Yeah. He doesn't have any rhythm, no tone. Yeah. So the Braves storm back, win the division. They're talking about Sal in the clubhouse after they win the division. Mets fans hate Sal. So then Monday, our very own Joe Giglio takes a page out of the Sal Licata book. Actually, Giglio did this last year, and he survived it. Is he, before the Mets series, Joe Giglio proclaims the division over. Sal had some words about Giglio yesterday.
Luckily, the Mets have won these two games in a row here, and now all of a sudden it's getting tight in Philadelphia. Matter of fact, they had one of their hosts on IP, went on this rant, you know, kind of like he's stealing my material. Joe Giglio, you're stealing my material. I did this years ago. And by the way, I didn't do it as material. I did it because I really thought the Mets were going to win the division in 2022. And then because of the publicity that got after the Mets, of course, famously blew the division, now other guys want to go out there. You know, Marash does the same thing. The division is over. Evan's been having fun with that. Now Giglio goes out there on WIP and says that the division is over. The Phillies are going to win it. All of a sudden, Joe's going to feel the wrath of his Philly fans if things start going the wrong way. And we're talking about if the Phillies sweep the Mets, they're going to be up 10. Well, no. Phillies can't sweep the Mets. They can't even win the series. They better make sure they get tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem.
Do we have to kill Giglio?
Wow.
Like, as a staff?
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this is not a good look for Giglio.
Well, it's never a good idea to jump out there. Now, although he didn't do it in May or June.
No.
You know. But still,
he touched the money.
He did before the Mets.
Exactly. Series. That's a great analogy there. He touched the money.
He touched the money.
I have no idea what that means. That's a gambling reference.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't do that with seven games left to play against the Mets.
No.
And when you're starting the Mets series, when you just got owned by the Mets in April, when you got owned by the Mets in the NLDS, he's playing with fire. And everybody talks about me being a New York guy, blah, blah, blah. Giglio started his career at FAN.
All right, hold on. We dressed in elephants in the room?
What?
With Giglio?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's got a long history up there.
Yes.
I think he was smiling when they watched they lose the last couple of nights. 100%. Giglio smiling. Elliot smiling.
Oh, I'm sure Elliot was smiling.
Elliot was definitely smiling.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Elliot wants the Phillies to lose, for sure.
But
yeah.
Giglio, the it was such ill-natured when he did it.
Ill-natured. At least I've never heard that.
When we were thinking about doing it, it was in the right manner and at the right time.
But I told you no.
Yeah, because we had a feel, though.
Yes.
This was no feel.
No. Nope.
This was strictly just doing it for reaction.
Yep. Now, Licata saying, Sal saying that Joe's going to feel the heat. He doesn't know Joe very well. But also disrespecting him.
He's going to feel the heat, but he's not
going to crack. He doesn't care about feeling heat.
Now, also disrespect, Sal calling him Giglio and saying he stole his material and all that.
A little much.
And saying that it's material when Joe does it, not material when Sal does it. Like, come on, Sal, I've sat in meetings with you for 2 years. Like, come on. We're all doing radio shows.
That's the same show that tried back Zach, right?
They did try back Zach.
Yeah, for Zach Wilson. They come on, man. Have a feel.
Yeah. Now I told him to do it, but that, you know, whatever. Look.
It's all behind the scenes stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
The thing is, is Giglio made a big mistake.
Yes.
And if they blow the division, the two people that will be at fault are Bryce Harper and Joe Giglio.
And Alec Bohm.
And Alec Bohm, yes. We can't let Bohm
escape. Their fans were bringing mics to the ballpark to mock him.
Yes.
I don't know what they're called, so I keep saying just mics.
Oh, parabolic.
Yeah. I want to say hyperbolic mics.
No,
they're not parabolic at all.
Parabolic. They're the mics that get the crowd noise.
No, I know what they are. Okay. I just don't know what they're called. Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
So Saquon yesterday, Jalen today, so I guess the kids are out.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Rod Lakin had nothing to do with this. I just want to be I want to be clear. This was Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Now, we told her. I want you to see how two different managers operate. We told Rod we wanted Saquon or Jalen, and we got Squata. We told Ryan we wanted Saquon and Jalen, and within 24 hours, they're both going to be on our show.
Yeah.
So, look, maybe now we actually do have to give out Rod's number and make him go interview your kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tomorrow night's game zero, so I kind of, you know, a little part of me thought you guys were taking off, come down and see the game, but I guess.
No.
Yeah.
No.
0% chance.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah.
So how many new friends did Herb make in the last 20 hours?
Who?
Herb? How did Herb make friends?
His email address?
Oh, yeah. We got to find out what happened.
There's no way he's checked his email today.
HerbBaseball23@Yahoo.com?
That's his email address. HerbBaseball23@Yahoo.com.
You think he's checking his email?
Have you emailed him, Gary?
No. The email box got to be full by now. I mean...
You got to email him some nudes.
Ooh, he'll see those.
I wish you guys would be
whacking that thing.
Randomly once a month, do who's on the first with him, because that was just priceless.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, man. He's one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you at on the Phillies, Kerr?
So we burned the boats, and now look. Like, now what?
Yeah, we burned the boats. Can't turn back.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is now is when that's important. When it's important is when you get humbled in New York and you realize that there is no turning back. Like I just don't want them, if they truly have burned the boats, they will realize that they can't just give up now and they can't just say, oh, well, I hope we don't play the Mets in the playoffs, because there's a pretty good chance we're going to play the Mets in the playoffs. I mean, it's a, I don't know, 35, 40% chance.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's just, this is the first time that, last year, I was worried. I was continually worried about their lack of acknowledgement of what was happening. And this is the first time this year that I've looked at what they said and the way they acted, and I said, they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Just,
you know,
it's just so frustrating, because after Seattle, you thought that they were going to get on a roll, and then they just laid an egg.
Yeah, yeah, the biggest of eggs. And it wasn't just bad play. I'm sorry, that the second game, I'm okay with the second game. Your star reliever blows a save. You battled back. Okay. Games 1 and 3 were the two ugliest Phillies games I've watched all year. You know, like, they were embarrassing. They're embarrassing games.
They sucked in every facet of the game.
Yeah.
Top of the lineup can't hit. They can't catch. They're throwing the ball into the bullpen. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. Thank you for the call, Gary. They got to win 3 of 4 against the Braves.
Yep.
There's no split.
No Splitsville.
No Splitsville.
Nope. 3 of 4. Take back momentum.
Not just 3 of 4, but tonight. Like, they got to do it tonight.
Knowles? Well, so,
oh, Knowles. Man. Knowles? $172 million, man.
Yeah.
The stopper. You know, Quantrill Elder, which they should smoke, and then Sale on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to, you know, his first two are important.
Well, and I'll tell you what. They don't score. They go down easy in the first 3 innings. People are going to start booing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you think?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Tight ballpark.
We're not booing on a Thursday night heading into a holiday weekend.
Oh, we have
holidays canceled.
Wait. Do we have the, if we start off with a Trey Spinneroonie strikeout with his bat swirling over his head like he's Zorro and Schwarber at the 4-pitch K, and then we get Alec Bohm a first pitch pop out. If we get 3 innings of that, we'll get
boo
birds.
Well, yeah, obviously boos coming from that. Yeah, yes. You describe it that way. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we all know what it looks like.
Do you think that Bryce rolls out the rivalry pack tonight?
He better not.
No, Braves?
Well, it's
Braves,
only,
might.
Isn't it when they're at the other stadium? Yes. Okay. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Eagles sign an old friend. And Two old friends. Wait, there was Epps and who else?
All right.
And coming up sometime between 3 and 4:30 or so.
That's a huge window.
Look.
Way to go.
Bigger window than the Phils have.
You believe in this team all year.
I do. Jalen Hurts joins us. Dallas Goedert joins us. Sidney Brown joins us. All to talk about their auction items, which you can bid on at EaglesRadiothon.com and, of course, other stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.